But today, being the 5th of October, 2025, I want to start lesson number 12. In this series of 13 lessons, and I won't get this one finished today, I can guarantee you that. It's a good lesson, but it's entitled, Trust and Obey. Now you know what? Those two things go together. When we trust the Lord as our Savior, we are led to obey Him because of what He's done for us. John said this in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. He said, we love Him because He first loved us. And you know what? We are able to do for God today what we do for Him because we love Him enough to do it. Amen? Now, 44 years ago, I loved my wife enough to marry her, all right? And she loved me enough to marry me. And we have survived, amen? I heard a fellow say, you know, if I'd have just choked her when we were dating, I'd only got 25 years and I'd be out of that life sentence by now. But you know what? Mine is a life sentence, okay? And it's a good sentence. And I'm thankful for the 44 years. But you know what? We have learned to trust one another and to obey. Okay, she has learned to obey. She's still learning. She's working on it, okay? But that was one of the commitments that she had to make when we got married. But you know what? We love each other, and I thank the Lord for that. But we serve the Lord, and we obey Him because we love Him enough to do it. And as we look at this lesson in the book of Nehemiah today, I want you to see some things. We're going to be in Nehemiah chapter 10 and 11. And I want to ask you something today. You know, service unto the Lord is not something that somebody pays you to do. It's you volunteer. There was an old song written back in the mid-1800s. And it said this, a call for loyal soldiers comes to one and all. Soldiers for the conflict, will you heed the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready cheer? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have enlisted. Why not you? Jesus is the captain. We will never fear. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? And you know what? I'm glad I enlisted. I got saved March 28, 1975, and I became a volunteer for Jesus. Amen. And you know what? We today need to be willing to serve, to trust, to obey. Our lesson today deals, and it shows us a group of people who learned to trust and obey the Lord. Now, you got to remember, the children of Israel had for a long time disobeyed God. That's why they were in bondage. That's why they were in captivity. That's why they were going through all the things that they had done. But through the blessings of God upon their lives, now with Nehemiah leading them in the right direction, they saw the need to volunteer their love and their obedience back unto God. And they wanted to serve God. They wanted to give Him their all. And that's what we've got to be willing to do today, is to give the Lord our all. Two of our young men back here today, Jeremy and Jaden, they're going to be following the Lord in believers' baptism today. Not because they've been made to, but because they want to. They want to share with folks. Hey, Michael's son, Richard, he's going to be getting baptized today. Because he wants to let folks, he told me Wednesday night, we were talking about it. He wants to let folks know he's not ashamed of the Lord. Derek Rideout, I don't see Derek yet. Maybe the bus may not be up here yet, but Derek's getting baptized today. And you know what? It's because of that day he came to know the Lord as his own personal Savior. And he wants folks to know that he's not ashamed of what Christ has done. And he wants to be able to serve the Lord. That's what it's all about. These folks here volunteered to live for God. And not only did they volunteer, but they chose to make it a commitment that they wanted everybody to know about. That's the purpose for baptism. When a person gets baptized, they get baptized in front of a lot of folks to say, listen, this is what Christ has done for me. He died for me. He was buried for me. He arose again. And now I'm walking in that newness of life. And I'm going to live for Him. I'm giving my life, my all to Him. Why? Because He gave His all to me. Amen? That's what it's all about. Isaiah ask in our lesson's theme verse. I've got the lesson theme verse in your bulletin. It's found in Isaiah chapter 50, verse number 10. He said, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God." And you know what? The trust in God that these people would choose to display in their lives, that trust, that obedience would become an example for you and for me to follow from the Word of God today. And I want us to see this today, okay? As we look at this thing, trust and obey. Now, last week, you remember we read the 9th chapter of the book of Nehemiah. And there, Nehemiah reminded them of the faithfulness of God in their lives. God was faithful. Man was short-minded. He didn't remember. The children of Israel chose to neglect, to forget all the things that God had done for them. And folks, again, I want to say this to you. Never forget where God has brought you from. Never forget all that God has done for you. How he loved you. How he saved you. How he gave himself so that you might be able to give yourself unto him in service and in dedication. The people of God had fallen away. They had fallen way short of placing their complete faith and trust in the Lord God. And in situations, it brought them into bondage. It brought them into captivity. It brought them into slavery, and it brought them into agony of soul. But folks, listen to me. When people forget the Lord, when they choose to forget God, there are consequences. There are consequences. Now, as we read back in Nehemiah chapter 9, we saw a lot of that. And I don't have time this morning to go through and read this whole thing. I wanted to read this whole place to you, this whole chapter, but you'll have to go back and read that chapter. But after being reminded of God's great goodness and his grace, they came to realize the true consequences of sin and rebellion against God. And folks, there are consequences for sin. There are consequences for rebelling against God. And they had suffered that. But these people now, they chose to make a sure covenant with the Lord. One that was true, one that was steadfast, one that was out of commitment, out of gratitude of their heart. And folks, that's why we need to serve the Lord today, out of gratitude. We need to have that, what I call the attitude of gratitude. We need to have that today. That's what should motivate us to live for God, to serve God, to do all that we do for him. Then, when they did this, they chose to set their seal upon this commitment, this covenant. And I want us to read here, beginning in Nehemiah chapter 10, verse number 1. I want us to see the people's pledge of obedience unto the Lord. Now, I want us to look at this morning. As you know, a pledge is a serious oath. That's what Webster calls it. Webster says it's a serious oath, a promise, or agreement made to do a specific thing. When I got married 44 years ago, I made an oath, a promise, not only to my wife, but to my Lord and Savior, to love and honor and to cherish my wife, to take care of her in sickness and in health, till death do us part. Now, we've done that. We've had sickness. We've had health. We've had all kinds of situations in life. We've had children. Amen. And we're still together. Amen. We got grandchildren now. But you know what? Thank God for that. But these folks took it serious. And they realized all that God had done for them. And again, I know I've said a lot about that this morning, but folks, it's just time for us to take serving God serious. Our nation needs a group of people that they can see Christ truly living in them. And you know what? That doesn't mean that everything in our life is going to be peachy keen and everything's going to be roses and all that stuff. Not everything's going to be always great and good. There are going to be situations that we don't understand. We don't know how we're going to be able to make it through it. But it's in those times when the lost world around us sees us as born-again believers, they see the way we handle things differently. We should be handling it differently. Why? Because we've got someone that we can cast all our cares upon because he cares for us. We can go to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Paul wrote there and he said, we have this treasure, the treasure of salvation, eternal life, God's great gift of salvation. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Listen, they don't need to see us when we're going through heartaches and trials and sickness and grieving and sorrow and pain. They don't need to see us. They need to see Christ in us. Amen? That's what they need to see. And that's what these people committed themselves to do. Now, I want you to know this here, the people's pledge. I want you to look at the makers of this oath. When they made this commitment, in these verses, beginning here in chapter number 10 of the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter number 10, all right? I want you to see some things. Nehemiah here, when he's writing these verses or these words down, he names all those who willingly chose to make this pledge of promise unto the Lord before the people. He wrote their names down. He said, this is important. This is an important thing. I notice out here on our charter, there's a list of names of people that came and they said, you know what? We're going to begin a church that we're not going to try to be a mega church. We're not going to be a popular church. We're not going to try to do this and do that. We want to reach our community with the gospel. And we have a great heritage today because those people committed themselves to begin a church. This room that we're in today, our Conqueror Sunday School class, was the church building that they had. It faced that way from my understanding. And the pictures that I've seen of it, it all faced that way. The pulpit and the choir and baptistry was up in there. And you know what? We have what we have today because there were some people who committed themselves to reach their community with the message of the gospel. Now, let me ask you something. Do we dare do anything less than that for the next generation following us? We need to remain faithful. We need to remain committed. We need to have a covenant with our heart with God to do what God said do. The men and the leaders of this people boldly identified themselves as servants of God who were willing not only to trust the Lord, but to obey the Lord. Now, I meet a lot of folks, and oh yeah, Brother Ray, I'm trusting the Lord, but are you obeying the Lord? You know, are you obeying the Lord? There's a difference here, okay? There's a difference in trusting and obeying. But the two go together. You see what I'm saying? They go together. As we've been learning in this series on how to become a spiritual leader, Nehemiah did the same thing. He placed his faith, his trust in the Lord of the impossible dreams. Everybody said, it's impossible to rebuild Jerusalem. It's impossible to rebuild the walls. It's impossible to do all these things. But God showed that he is the God of the possible. Amen. Amen. And all things are possible with our Lord God. And the Bible said here, as we look at this, verse number 1, we read these words. Now those that sealed, that made the covenant, that wrote their names and said, this is what we're going to do for God. Those that sealed were Nehemiah the Tirshatha. Now, I want you to see this a minute. Nehemiah the Tirshatha, the governor, was the very first one to sign that paper. He was the very first one. When I read this verse years and years ago, I thought, you know what? Man, if I ask folks to volunteer for something and to help out with something, and I desire for them to do something for God, I need to be there with them too. And most of the time, whenever you see a sheet go around or laid out here for something that needs volunteers to help out with it, you'll find my name at the top of that list because I want my people to follow an example. I want to set a good example. Amen? I want to set a good example. Nehemiah set the example before the people. He set the place of serving God, and he set the pace for leading the people by example. We do that with our families. We serve the Lord by example. We serve him with gladness of heart. Now notice the rest of this. Not only was Nehemiah the first one to sign, set his seal upon it, but the following, those that followed Nehemiah's lead and his example, came, and they were the leaders there in Jerusalem. Now look at this. Verses 1 through 8, we see all the names of the priests, and I don't have time to read these. I wanted to try to practice reading these names, and I was going to show you. I was hoping you'd be impressed with me today, but I'm going to leave it to you, okay, all right? He finally got those names right. He finally got them right. But verses 1 through 8, we see all the priests that signed their names. And they said, you know what? We're going to lead the people the right way. In verses 9 through 13, we see all the names of the Levites and their brethren. In verses 14 through 27, when you go down through here, down through 27, we see all the names of all the chief leaders of the people. Brother, we need some leaders in our land today that will stand up for righteousness, stand up for morality, stand up for truths from the Word of God. And these folks were not ashamed to do that. And they were willing to sign their name on the dotted line. Man, what a blessing. I want you to look at verses 28 and 29. The Bible said, and the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nethinims, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the law of God. Let me stop right there. They separated themselves from those things in the world. They got away from it. They turned their backs on the lost world, and they faced serving God. And folks, that's where you and I have got to be today. You can't have one foot in the world and one foot trying to serve God. All you're doing is straddling a fence. And I don't see many fences up here except around farms and stuff. But down south, we had fences around things. And if you straddled a fence, let me tell you, the only thing you got straddling a fence was splinters. That's all you ever got. And then you get one, and then you got to have somebody try to help you pick a splinter out or something like that. And as a young man, that was not a pleasant thing to say to my mom. Mom, I got a splinter. Where? Well, yeah, that's not pleasant. And folks, you don't get anything by compromising. We don't get anywhere by compromising. We don't get anything but splinters, spiritual splinters. These folks committed themselves unto God. And look what the Bible said. They had all separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the law of God. And look at this. Their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding. They clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse. Now that doesn't mean a bad thing. That is an oath. And he explains it here. And into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and to do all the commandments of the Lord our God and his judgments and his statutes. Man, these folks were serious about their oath unto God. Now, I want to ask you something today, child of God. Are you living seriously for the Lord today? Man, we need to think about this just a minute. We need to be serious about our service unto God. We see the signs of the times all around us today. We know that our Lord Jesus is coming. We can read it in the Word of God. We're seeing all these things come to pass, leading up to these things. All the pieces of the puzzle are coming in. And you know what I hear? I hear Christians saying, oh, I wish the Lord would come today. I wish he'd come today. We say that oftentimes because we're weary. We're tired of the mess. We're tired of the sin. We're tired of the perverseness around us. And that's a good thing. We ought to be tired of that kind of stuff. But I want you to remember something. When we're taken out of here, we stand before the Lord. And we give account unto God for our service unto Him. And you know what? I'm afraid that many a child of God is going to stand before the Lord ashamed. Because they said, well, I meant to do that, Lord. I was going to serve you, Lord. I was going to be faithful to church. I was going to take time to read my Bible or pray for folks or just go out and tell folks about Christ. I was really going to do that. And Lord, you snuck up on us and just took us out of here before I knew it. Well, that's what He said He's going to do, okay? So you know what? We need to be living each day as if today were the day that He's going to take us out of here before He sends His judgment down. And that's why, folks, listen, we need to commit our hearts unto God. We need not only to trust Him, but we need to obey Him. And then I want you to see in the last part of verse 29, okay, the terms of their oath. Look at this. They clave unto their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse, and into an oath, to walk in God's law. Folks, that's where our walk needs to be today, in the Word of God. Pastor is telling us all the time, get in the book, and let the book get in you. That's a part of learning to trust and obey. If you'll come back next Sunday, I'll give you the rest of the lesson, okay? All right? All right. Let's pray just a moment. Father, I love you today. And Lord, I'm so thankful, God, for these lessons that have taught us not only how to become spiritual leaders in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, in our church, but Lord, it reminds us, God, that we don't need to forget all that you've done for us. And Lord, that we do for you today what we do because we love you enough to do it. Help us, Lord, not only to trust your word, but to obey your word in all things. Bless these young men that are coming today to follow the Lord in believers' baptism. I pray, dear God, that you'll take each one and bless them, use them for your honor and glory in a great and mighty way. And Father, we'll thank you for what you do. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being in class. We love you today.